Imagine the sky screaming God's glory every sunrise. Undeniable proof no one can ignore. Creation itself testifies there's no excuse before the Creator. Let's dive into God's word together today. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. And I hope you are enjoying your day, whether you're having a cup of coffee and sitting down and opening up the scriptures with me, or you're driving into work. We want to bless you today and make sure that the Word of God sets deep into your heart so that you can be effective in the public square. So if you're enjoying this daily devotion, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, comment, and place in that Washington Defender app. We are in a series called Israel, the Church, and God's Sovereignty. And we have a question for today. And the question of the day is, can I say I have not heard? Can anyone say that they haven't heard? Can we give excuses to God? Can we stand before God Almighty and say, I didn't know about it. I didn't hear about it. I didn't understand it. So let's dive into God's word today. And before I do, if you're a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. It helps us to keep creating content just like this, as well as working at Olympia and doing our prayer tours and all the material that we make and the teachings we do around the state of Washington. So thank you for your generosity. All right, so we're going to read one verse out of Romans today. It says, "But I say, surely they, Israel, have not never heard, have they?" And then his answer is, "Indeed they have. Their voice has gone out from all the earth, and their words to the ends of the world." So Paul asked this great question. He's going to ask two or three questions right here. We're just going to handle one today. But he says, surely they haven't heard. I mean, maybe they don't know the gospel. They haven't heard the gospel. And he says, indeed they have. Their voice has gone out into all the earth, and their words to the ends of the world. So that comes from Psalm chapter 19. So let's go there. Psalm 19. And let's look at what it has to say. The heavens are telling of the glory of God. Look at that. And their expanse is declaring the work of his hands. Man, doesn't that sound like Romans chapter 1, verses 18 through 22, that creation is calling out on behalf of God to let us know the truth? The heavens are declaring, and the expanse is declaring the works of his hand. Day to day pours forth speech. So every day when we look at creation, it's pouring forth speech. It's saying God is our creator. And night by night reveals knowledge. Every night, you look at the stars, you look at the moon, you look at everything, and you begin to understand that God is our creator. Their voice, the days and the nights, is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth. Now, this is verse 4 where Paul was quoting in Romans. Their line or their voice has gone out throughout all the earth. And their utterance to the ends of the world. So creation has been calling out from beginning to end, and its utterance is going to the ends of the world. In them, he has placed a tent for the sun. So in the creation, he's placed a tent for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber. So every time you see that sunrise, you should be thinking of a bridegroom coming out of her chamber. I mean, a bridegroom coming out of his chamber. It rejoices as a strong man to run his course. Its rising is from one end of the heavens, and its circuit to the other end of them, and there is nothing hidden from its heat. Wow. So here we have, do we not know? Even creation knows that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, and is looking forward to the redemption. So yes, we know. Creation is calling us to accountability. The law of the Lord is perfect, restoring the soul. The law of the Lord is perfect, restoring the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. So if you want to have wisdom today in the public square, understand the testimony of our God. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandments of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. Did you notice that? The law is perfect. The testimony is sure. The precepts are right. The commandments of the Lord are pure, enlightening your eyes. So think about that for a moment. God is laying out all the aspects of his word to you and to me. And he is saying, guess what, guys? These things are pure. These things are right. These things are wise. And these things are restoring the soul perfect. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. You want to have a great day? Fear God today. God is a God that we should respect with the uttermost. And let him know that he's your best friend, that you love him, that you honor him, that he's your king. Let him know that you are his servant today. It says, the judgment of the Lord are true. They are righteous altogether. They are more desirable than gold, yes, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the drippings of honeycomb. Moreover, by them, your servant is warned. This is the judgments and the word of God. Moreover, by them, your servant is warned. In keeping them, there is great reward. Who can discern his errors? Acquit me of hidden faults. Also, keep back your servant from presumptuous sins. Let them not rule over me. Then I will be blameless and I will be acquitted of great transgressions. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. So that's the scripture, specifically verse 4, that Paul was quoting from. And there's so much that we can get from that. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you. So what is Paul saying to Israel? Israel has heard about God. Israel knows that the law won't do it. And creation has called them to account that the Creator loves them immensely. He pursues them even though they've heard, but they have not been listening. So we need to have that same love for others today as we go into the public square, looking forward to what God has for us today, to walk in the things that he has for us, to speak the things that he has for us, understanding that that sun, when it rose this morning, is like the bridegroom coming out. And when it sets tonight, it's the beauty of the Lord. And so I hope that was encouraging for you today. I would encourage you to go read Psalm 19. What a beautiful set of scriptures. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this day. And we ask that you go before us in all things, that all creation is calling out to you, O God. God, we want to be people who lead others to the Lord today. God, let us be people who cries out with creation, the evidence that you are alive, that you have resurrected from the dead, and that the law will not save us. God, we give you the praise. We give you the glory. We thank you for the day that you have given to us today. In Jesus' name, amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.